Landowners in Loyalist Township have already showed interest in a proposal brought forth by Westbridge Renewable Energy for a large-scale solar farm. The proposed project would be located on approximately 800 acres of private land near Switzerville. With a target operation date in May of 2030, the project would be capable of supplying energy to 20,000 homes. According to the township's zoning and official plan policies, Loyalist is recognized as having some of the highest photovoltaic potential in the province. Westbridge Renewable Energy is a Canadian-based developer focused on utility-scale solar photovoltaic projects. They currently have operations in Canada, USA, the UK, and Europe. Director and Executive Chair of Westbridge Renewable Energy, Scott Kelly, explains the components of the project and what the site would look like.
Components would really be the solar PV photovoltaic panels in a rural environment. Quiet, generating solar energy and clean electricity to connect to the grid and supply to the local community and industry. In terms of what it would look like, typically rows of 10-meter solar panels, some very small substations and inverters, and gravel access roads and perimeter fencing. We try to keep a fairly low, as much of a low impact as possible, and protect the local environment as much as possible, and it's very key in our site criteria and our development.
Kelly speaks about the proposed site south of the 401 near Switzerville.
This is subject to change. We're going through quite a bit of environmental and other consultation work, working with the local municipalities and trying to refine and fine-tune this.
Kelly explains how the company chooses an ideal site.
The way we look at projects and the way we would select an ideal site is obviously, is there availability on the local transmission line to add new power? And can we connect to it in an economic way and transfer and transmit the clean energy in an economical and efficient way? We look for non-prime agricultural land where there's very good solar radiance, meaning the ability to generate an excellent amount of energy that makes the project economical. Where there's definite landowner interest, we see the landowners as very much as our partners, and where there is municipal and community support, and very much where we're working within the guidelines and the policies of the municipalities and the communities that we are partnering with.
Kelly notes how the company collaborates with the communities they work within.
All of our projects are very much a collaboration with the communities in which we are working with. We spend a lot of time with the municipalities, with the local landowners, working within the regulations and the environment that we're working in. Every project is unique, and we look at ourselves as long-term partners with the community and do our very best to benefit the community in every way we can.
Kelly explains how the company establishes a community benefit fund for communities they work with.
In terms of adding back to the community, it's something we very much take as part of our project. Every project that we build and plan and bring to market includes a small fund that would essentially share some of the revenue and some of the benefit and some of the funding and money that comes from this project with the local municipality.
COO and director with Westbridge Renewable Energy, Margaret McKenna, speaks about the lifespan of the project.
The typical lifespan can be kind of anywhere between 35 and 50 years, depending on whether the panels are replaced and how many times they are replaced during the life of the project. There will be a decommissioning plan. It's required as part of the renewable energy approval process. And we anticipate that there would be coordination and consultation with the Loyalist Planning Department in terms of what that looks like.
Kelly explains the timeline of their proposal and their steps going forward.
We did have a pre-consultation meeting at the end of July. We have met with several landowners. I've met with several of them personally in the last few weeks myself, and we're planning an open house just around the corner on the 25th of August at the Odessa Agricultural Society Fairground to discuss face-to-face with anyone in the community who'd like to attend. And we'll be back in September with much more finalized plans, and we'll be coming to the council for some support And the final submission is October 16th.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.